Hello everyone, we're going to talk about British political system in three parts. First, constitution and monarch. Second, separation of powers. And third, general election. 那我们接下来将从三个部分来谈论英国的政治体制。首先，第一部分，宪法与君主。第二，分权而治。第三个部分，大选。We know Britain is a parliamentary democracy with a constitutional monarchy, in which the power of the monarch is limited by the constitution. 我们知道英国是一个君主立宪制的议会民主国家，而其中君主的权力是受到宪法的限制。So, let's begin with the constitution and the monarch. 那接下来我们就从分析宪法与君主的关系开始。The Constitution is at the heart of most political systems, describing the fundamental rules by which they operate.
我们知道宪法是大多数政治制度的核心，它描述了政治制度运作的一些基本规则。
Constitution set out the allocation of governmental activities.
宪法规定了政府活动的分配
and outline which structures will perform which tasks.
并且概述了哪些机构是执行哪些任务
and the power relationships between the various institutions
还有描述了各个机构之间的权力关系
and the limitations upon the powers of rulers and the guarantees of the rights of the ruled
对统治者权力的限制以及对被统治者权力的保障等等
The UK does not have a single written constitution
而英国是一个没有一部成文宪法的国家。
The following are the main components of British Constitution. Statutory laws, common laws, and conventions.
以下呢，我们将从三个方面来看英国宪法的主要组成部分，包括了 statutory laws, 成文法 common laws, 判例法以及 conventions, 习惯法三个部分。
Statutory laws are the most important and take precedence over the others if there is a clash.
英国的成文法呢，它是最重要的法律。如果和其他的法律有冲突的话，成文法就优先于其他法律。
They have been passed by Parliament such as the Bill of Rights in 1689.
那成文法呢，均已获得了议会的通过。比如说1689年签署的权利法案
Common laws have never been precisely defined
而判例法呢其实从未被精确的定义过
They are deduced from customs or legal precedents and are interpreted in court cases by judges
判例法呢基本上是从习俗或者以往的法律判例中推断出来的它具体会由法官在法庭案件中进行解释。
Conventions are rules and practices which are not legally enforceable.
而习惯法呢，它其实在法律上是属于非强制执行的规则和一些惯例
but are regarded as veto to the working of government.
但是呢，却被视作对于政府工作来说至关重要的一些准则。
The fact that there is no single written law called the British Constitution means that changes in the Constitution can come about more easily.
那既然没有一部成文法被叫做英国宪法，那就意味着宪法的内容的修改会更容易实现。
If Britain can adapt her system of government to suit a change in society with less difficulty,
而英国呢，就可以调整它的政府体制，以便不用那么困难的就去适应一个不断变化的社会了。
However, it also means it is difficult for ordinary people to know and see what are the principles, rules, and institutions by which they are governed.
然而呢，这也意味着啊，普通人呢很难去了解和明白他们自己所需要遵循的一些原则、准则、制度到底是什么。
There is no single body which has the sole responsibility for interpreting the provisions of the Constitution.
而且没有一个机构 是单独负责解释宪法的各种规定。Some unwritten conventions are unclear even to the politicians working at Westminster.
这样的话，即使是在威斯敏斯特，就是我们说的国会大厦里面工作的一些政客，他们其实也不清楚一些不成文的习惯法到底内容和准则是什么。
In this sense, the British Constitution is puzzling, ambiguous and imprecise to some extent.
那就从这个意义上来说的话，英国宪法在某种程度上是令人费解的，模棱两可，并且不精确的。